coming. It's good to meet you.
So first of all, can you tell me about yourself, please?
Well, my name's Harry, 18 years old. Currently doing my A-levels at the moment. I'm doing pretty well, actually. And yeah, I'd like to be a doctor when I'm older. Yeah.
First of all, can you tell us a little bit about yourself, please?
Sure, my name's Harry. I'm 18 years old and I'm currently studying biology, chemistry and maths at school. Mm-hmm. And as you are aware, I hope to pursue a career in medicine.
So why do you want to be a doctor and what would you like to achieve in medicine?
Oh, well, everyone in my family is a doctor, so I think it just follows on nicely that I am too, really. I think I'd be a great doctor, to be honest. Got great people skills. Yeah, I'd also like to be a director, have a nice big salary for myself.
Okay, thank you. And why do you want to be a doctor and what do you hope to achieve in medicine?
Well, I've done a lot of work experience in many different areas. For example, the local hospital radio. I've done some volunteering on the wards there and also at the Jersey Hospice and the Cheshire Homes. And everything I did there, I saw patients in their environment and the doctors working alongside them in the multidisciplinary team that they have. And it was absolutely fascinating. And everything I did there just really made me want to continue my research and be successful in getting a place at medical school.
So apart from treating patients, Harry, what do you think being a doctor is going to entail?
Well, it's a lot of paperwork, obviously. Not really looking forward to that at all, to be honest. I think it's a bit of a faff. But yeah, there is a bedside manner part as well, I suppose. Yeah, you've got to be able to... Well, obviously the treatment is a very important part. But alongside that, you also need to be very academic and very studious to keep up to date with the constantly changing and evolving field that you are in. You also have to be an excellent communicator with your team and also with the patients.
What steps have you taken to really find out that you want to be a doctor?
I've done a lot of work experience and volunteer work, yeah.
Okay, Harry, moving on to more of an ethical question. Do you think NHS doctors and staff should be looking after private patients?
I'm not really sure, actually. Don't know. Maybe, yeah.
Do you think NHS doctors and staff should be treating private patients?
Well, it's a very hotly debated topic. Is it right for private patients to have priority over the NHS patients who are not paying? That's something which needs to be thought about a little bit. At current, it seems that the overall consensus is that yes, they are allowed to have precedence over the non-paying patients. But however, the NHS will benefit from this as they will receive the extra costs of the private patients have to pick up then.
Can you perhaps tell me about some significant advances you've read about in science or in medicine?
Well, it's been a lot really, isn't it? Lots of stuff, read every day in the papers, yeah. Mm-hmm. I recently have read a study on a cancer drug named cetuximab, mm-hmm. Which is a really interesting thing, just on the action of it on the body. However, it's been found that tumours actually become resistant towards cetuximab, and that's a very interesting field of research in oncology, which has really interested me recently.
Can you give an example of a situation where you've supported a friend in difficult circumstances and what issues they faced and how you helped them?
Sorry, could you repeat the question?
Oh, sure.
If?
Okay, have you got any questions for us?
No. No, I don't think so, no. So I was just wondering, do you encourage students to take rotations abroad